I am Linda von Tolberg for Biz News. For those searching for a golden visa opportunity in Europe, you may have noticed that options are becoming increasingly limited. However, Greece remains a viable option. And today we have Richard Haller from Sable International with us in the studio to discuss this. Richard has just returned from Greece. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Biz News.
Linda, hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, are Greece's stunning beaches and warm summer waters the most compelling reason to consider a golden visa?
One of the main reasons. So it was actually excellent weather now. We were there in wintertime, end of January, and the sun was shining, which was nice. But certainly an interesting option to consider, given the fact that, you know, all these EU programs are under some pressure. The Spanish one is now closing at the end of April, and that's been going for a long time. And, you know, more and more we're just seeing pressure on these programs from the EU.
So what does this program offer? So it's permanent residence. It's not a passport.
It is not a passport, correct. It's basically a residency program. So that gives you the right to live in Greece and traverse the Schengen area for 90 days out of every 180 days. So it essentially gives you a plan B. You can't go live in Greece. You can go rent something on an island if you like. And you can then travel to Europe a lot more freely than you can on a South African passport, as an example.
What does the property investment that you have to make entail?
So the property investment now is 250,000 euros, and that's in a change of use development. So very recently, the law has changed where in order to qualify for the golden visa, and you have to buy within a development where that is rezoned it from, say, commercial to residential. And then that then qualifies at the 250,000 level in Athens for the golden visa.
So all the islands are out?
Yeah, they're 800,000 euros if you want to qualify for the golden visa.
So what is available? And you've had a look. Are there complexes that are available that you can invest in?
So ultimately, we had to give the developers time to pivot to the new legislation and go and find the properties where they can rezone them from commercial to development, to residential, and qualify for the golden visa. So we actually took our time last year waiting for that to happen, and we ended up building a bit of a wait list with clients. So our trip out there at the end of January, it was really to run on the ground. We were there for 6 days running back and forth between north and south and central Athens. And, you know, we saw over 30 development opportunities, and ultimately we came back with one that we thought was suitable for our Sable clients. And that's really because the element of risk in very new developments, you know, it was quite evident. So developers might launch developments without the necessary permits in place, so they don't have the conversion permit. And in Greece, clients have to pay money directly to developers. There's not a notary between or a conveyancer. So we had to sort of try and mitigate that risk where possible.
So tell us more about this development. You know, what is it called? Where is it? Is it convenient?
Okay, so the development is called Moscato Hive. It's in a suburb which is called Moscato. And it's a very, very pretty suburb with trees and lots of coffee shops. Have lots of people walking around, so it's quite a vibey. It's one of the best suburbs that we actually saw in all of Athens. And this particular development is 110 service departments, which translates into 55 golden visa opportunities. So essentially, as a buyer, you would buy two micro apartments, which ultimately makes up one golden visa opportunity. This particular development is underpinned by a 10-year lease from the operator with a 5-year right of extension by the operator. The options for EU guaranteed yield, which is a gross yield. So you do a bit of rental tax in Greece. So we've worked it out at about 3.2% net yield. And the development is very well located, 75 meters from the metro and the bus stations. And on top of that, you've got the facility. So you've got a co-working space in there. You've got a cinema lounge. You've got another lounge. You've got a gym facility. So it's one of those developments where if you look at all the ingredients in terms of well-located, good developer with a track record, lots of facilities, it sort of ticks all the boxes. And the big one is that it has its change of use permits and is currently under construction.
Okay, so how does it work? You can't go and stay there full time. The idea is that you rent out these units.
Correct. So with the new laws, ultimately, you're not really buying something that you're going to live in. You're buying something that's going to be hopefully a decent long-term investment, and then it's going to give you the Gold Visa to reside in Greece if you want to full-time and then traverse the Schengen area. But ultimately, if you wanted to go live in Greece, and you would rent something maybe on an island or outlying Athens.
And what are the pitfalls of investing in this? Are there any?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Greek economy, from a relatively low base, it's on its way up. It's the best economy for 2023. They seem to be making headway in terms of decreasing their debt per GDP as a percentage. So there's a lot of positive indicators. Investing in a foreign jurisdiction is always some type of risk, whether that's economic or legislative. So, you know, part of the risk here is that the investment maybe doesn't stack up as well from a capital growth point of view. We have mitigated the risk that it won't qualify for the Golden Visa. So the process we've just gone through now, it will qualify for the Golden Visa, and it also will expedite the time frame which you can get your Golden Visa. So at the moment, the process is taking about 18 months from application, so 12 to 18 months maximum. And you could, we can only apply for the client's Golden Visa once they've paid the full purchase price. And That's where the risk comes in. And that's why we ended up saying, well, out of all the developments we saw, this particular one, Moscato Hive, is under construction. It's due for delivery in the last quarter of this year. So they're about 14%, 50% complete. And therefore, the risk in terms of the client paying money directly to the developer is a lot lower. Then we can actually apply for the Gold Visa quite early on.
If you look at Athens right now, because I remember going a couple of years ago and there was a bit of graffiti and there were some rundown areas. Is Athens on the way up?
It's on the way up, but there's still lots of graffiti around. It's a big city. So if you compare it to something like Lisbon, which had a massive regeneration through the Golden Visa program over the last 10 years plus, Athens is going to take longer than that. But you're starting to see that regeneration in certain areas, but it is going to take time. But I think the long-term view is that, provided they don't change the legislation too much in terms of the Golden Visa, we should see that trickle down over the next 10 years or so.
So what kind of changes could there be for the Golden Visa? Well, not only in Greece, but in other countries as well.
So all these programs ultimately change as the benefits of the program become apparent. So or the downsides for the local populations. So we saw the price points in Greece, and the mechanism changed in that you can't just buy anywhere anymore in Athens. You have to now buy within certain developments. And then they also continue to change the price points. The price points end up increasing over the duration of the program. And eventually the program falls away because it's achieved its ultimate objective of driving foreign direct investment into the country. So, more and more, as all these European programs are under pressure, we're ultimately looking at a situation where eventually, in a couple of years' time, potentially, they are very limited. Guaranteed yield.
So you would recommend people jump on these opportunities if they are there?
Absolutely. So between the Greek Gold Visa, which, as you mentioned, is residency, the Portugal Gold Visa is still running. It's not property anymore. It's the investment into equity funds or venture capitalist funds, essentially. We continue to do a number of those every month in terms of clients investing into a solid equity fund in Portugal, and that then qualifies them for residency in Portugal, but gets them to a passport in about 7 years from now. So between the Portuguese program and the Greek program, those are the main ones for now. And then you get Malta, which is also has residency and citizenship options.
So what happens? You invest and something happens to you. What happens? Does your family inherit it? Inherit the building? Inherit the investment?
Yeah. So the best way to approach the Greek Golden Visa is for families that want to give their kids EU access. So parents would invest into a real estate opportunity. at 250,000 euros. They would put it in their kid's name, in one of their child's name. The child would have to be over 18 for that. And we can then apply for the gold visa for the child as the main applicant, and then the parents become dependents on that golden visa. It just means that because the inheritance and bequeathment laws in Greece are quite tricky, it means that it ultimately gives your kids longevity in terms of the golden visa program.
So if this sounds appealing to somebody listening, how do they go ahead to make this come true?
Okay, so as we stand now, there's about 28 opportunities remaining out of the 110, which actually translates then to 14 opportunities because it's two. In terms of proceed, you would choose a unit, you put a 20% deposit down on the unit, and from there, the client can decide whether they want to pay the balance in draws over the construction period or whether they want to pay the full amount to the developer, and at which stage we can then start applying for the golden visa for them. So it's up to them as to whether they want to pay the 20% deposit, secure the unit. They'd probably pay another 40% odd or 50% now because it's under construction and it's nearing completion by the end of the year. So there'd probably be about a 30% balance left. And thereafter, at that stage, they could decide whether they want to proceed with the golden visa immediately or wait till the end.
Richard Haller from Sable International. Sounds an interesting investment. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.